Hi, ladies and gentlemen, it's Aaron Fregnito with People's Capital Group. Thank you for joining us again for another exciting episode of the Passive Cash Flow Podcast. Remember, we come out with these episodes every Friday morning, so be sure to like and subscribe and leave us a five-star review if you're enjoying this content. I wanted to pick out a snippet from a past episode here and bring it to our listeners' attention because I really enjoyed this episode, and I want to make sure all of our listeners captured the message here from this episode. It's episode number 124 with Martin Perdomo. He joined the show a few months ago, and we talk about how to navigate through the four phases of business in this episode. We talk about the four pillars of business that actually someone else had created that he really reiterated. Martin speaks about that and explains that. And also pivoting your company. I tell a nice story there about how we pivoted our company from really a wholesaling and house flipping company into a real estate syndication company and why we did that. And Martin tells his own story pertaining to that as well. Also working on your business and also in your business, because we all know we need to work in our business sometimes, but we really want to be working on our business. So we're going to be covering that in the episode as well in this little snippet here. And I want to take 10 minutes from this episode and repurpose it here so you can listen to that snippet that we're going to play for you right now. So enjoy, my friends. And of course, please leave that 5-star review and share with someone who you think would gain value from our episodes. Thanks a lot. Thanks for listening to the Passive Cashflow Podcast. Enjoy. But anyway, let's focus on your four pillars of business. And what are those for you?
So these are not my four pillars of business. These are the four pillars in business, right? So these are the four phases of business, right? Mm-hmm. And going to what you said, you just shared something, right? There's four phases in business, and you have the first phase is the launch phase. And I listen to a lot of podcasts, and like this one, like yours and mine, and mm-hmm. and people like us, right, that are business people and winning and doing this stuff, doing real estate and buying businesses and doing things with business. And we always talk about building a team, mm-hmm. right? Well, you just alluded to that, building a team. If you can have someone that's building a team. Well, in the launch phase, there's four phases in business, which is a launch phase. A lot of times we hear things in different podcasts. Hey, your team, dude, I believe in my team. I love my team because without my team, I can't do what I do. There's no way that I can buy a 57-unit apartment building and execute and increase the rents by 30% within 6 months and have it stabilize and collect the rents. And I can't do that by myself. Right? Right. It's just the way I could do that by myself.
That's not possible.
It's impossible. It's just mm-hmm. that would be all I do. And I would hate this business if I was doing it by myself.
Yeah.
However, we tend to talk in terms of, oh, you should have a team and a team and a team. But at the beginning stages, if you recall when you started your business, Aaron, you couldn't afford to have a team, right? You mm-hmm. can't afford to have a team. When I did my first, I remember, I'll share this quick story with you. I did my first flip, and my first flip, I bought it in November, mm-hmm. and we're in the Poconos, and it was a heavy rehab, and I put stuff in there thinking, you know, HGTV, right? So just luckily I bought that thing for 15 grand, and I negotiated such a sweet deal, HGTV, yeah. right? So my wife and I went, we did barn, sink, all this craziness, right? In a 3-bedroom, 1-bathroom ranch.
Right.
And I remember I was going to a meeting one night, and I was in my black and white suit, and it was February at this point, and we had one of those strange 2 days in the month of February where it hit 55, 57 degrees.
Yeah,
snow was melting. And uh-huh. I said, holy crap, we're going to take this opportunity and we're going to paint the exterior. Because we're going to paint. So I ran to the paint store, got the paint, got the guy. Uh-huh. But now by 4 o'clock, it's dark. Right? It's winter, right? 4 o'clock, is dark out here. So I got
it's cold again, yeah.
And it's cold again, right? Mm-hmm. And this is the time the painters, we got all the stuff to him and he's there. Sure. Yeah.
At People's Capital Group, we help you invest in real estate. Build your wealth by owning professionally managed apartment buildings in the Northern New Jersey market. We want to show you how owning real estate is attainable, even for the busy professionals that don't have the time or experience investing in real estate. Now, we only work with select people who are serious about building wealth. So find out if you qualify at peoplescapitalgroup.com.
I remember being out there in the mud because we had snow on the floor. Mm-hmm. It was melting, so now it's muddy. I'm in my black and white suit, so and my painter is spraying, and I'm holding the light.
Right.
I'm holding the light so we can execute on this thing, right? Oh, I'm all muddied. I'm dressed up. My shoes are muddy. My suit's muddy. I didn't care. Yeah. I was going to execute on that thing. So a lot of time in the launch phase, when you're launching, which is phase number one, you have to do what you have to do. You literally have to get muddy and dirty, and you have to do what you have to do. You're everything. Sure do. Yeah. The secretary, you're the answering phone, you're doing it. So that's phase number one. Then phase number two is the growth stage, right? So once you launch and you get a little bit momentum, now you start getting clients or you start getting leads and your business starts to grow. Or you maybe in our business in real estate, now you maybe have a couple of duplexes under your belt. You maybe have a couple of people that are running and doing maintenance work for you. You kind of have a little bit of a network and your business is growing. You're kind of creating a name for yourself.
Right.
And people are sending you deals. You're working with wholesalers. You're working with some bridge lenders. And you're getting things kind of going.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is, you have a question for me? It seems like you wanted to ask.
No. I was just yawning. I had a late night. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all good. What happens is, at this point, is that most people want to skip a phase three.
Okay.
And they want to go to phase four, which is the scale phase.
Right? Where the money starts rolling in.
Yeah, so people, and listen, I'm guilty of this, brother. Like, I'm guilty of trying to skip phase two.
Right.
And going straight to phase four, and and that's the scale phase when your business starts to scale and you have systems in some place and you could just turn up the marketing, turn up these things, and your business kind of starts running like a machine.
Right.
Well, what happens is if you skip phase three and you try to go to phase four, all it does is there's a saying in business and it says most businesses don't die of starvation; they die of what's the word? Suffocation, right? Of too much, right?
I can see that. Yeah,
Right. Too much because they don't have the business, they don't have the systems in place.
Right.
So, phase three is setting constraints in your business before you scale. So, what could that look like? And we right? And I'm going to talk for our business here. In our business, so we're one of the biggest flippers. In 2021, we were the biggest flipper in our market.
Nice,
right? We bought and hold, and it was the right time to do it, right? Like the market was just—it was a lot of money to be made in the market. We did fantastic.
Yeah,
and but in 2022, we slowed down, and now at the end of 2022, with the market slowing down, interest rates going up. We're looking at our business and we're saying, okay, we're going to set some new constraints in our business. For example, hey, the market shifted, right? We can't do what we did in 21 or in 22 or early in 22. It's not going to work in 23. It's just not. Right? We have to set new constraints. So new constraints for us are, hey, yeah, we'll do a flip. If we can do it, and if we can, it's a light rehab, we can go put lipstick, paint it, light rehab in 2-3 weeks.
Yeah.
We can make $60,000 or more net profit.
Right. Yeah.
And we can be out. Those are the constraints. If it doesn't meet those constraints and someone brings us a deal or our marketing, we got a deal that fits that constraint, we're going to just sell it to another investor. Wholesale that contract. Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. There's a lot of similarities in our business model. We do the same thing because we were flipping houses for many years and the market shifted. We actually slowed down on flipping before you guys. We really focused a lot on wholesaling in 2016, 2017, 2018. And that started probably around 2015, actually, because it was a gold mine. I remember going to the sheriff sale auctions in Newark, New Jersey in 2015. And this was before a lot of people were showing up. And there was probably about 6 or 7 people that were really bidding and buying properties and maybe another, you know, dozen or two that were just kind of spectators. So it was pretty easy to talk to those six or seven other investors. And there was so much inventory. Mm-hmm. It was like hundreds of properties. Our biggest challenge was underwriting all these deals within, you know, the hours or two you have, because the list would be online, but it would be like 300 properties. And when it finally got to the chopping block the day of, it would be more like 70 properties, which is still a ton. If you're talking about having like 6 to 10 real buyers in the room, and there's 70 properties being auctioned that day. Like, guys, we don't have to compete with each other. We can, now you're, you know, we didn't do this, of course, because it is illegal to talk to the other bidders at the sheriff sale auction, but there were some people that were communicating with them, and you're getting your own property and then working with the other bidders.
Working it out.
Yeah. So like, you guys get this one, we'll get that one. And, you know, so it was amazing that during that time, and a lot of those people too, I still am in touch with, you know, because we're running the same race. We really should keep in touch in a lot of ways. So it was great though. Great time to wholesale properties. And we wholesaled over 100 properties over that 2 to 3 year period from like 2015 to 2018. And we made over $1 million of net wholesale profits after expenses and everything like that. So just really making hay while the sun shine. And our business was extremely profitable, very cash heavy. And of course, we got nailed on taxes at the end of the year because we did so well. And we're flipping houses at the same time and kind of making our mistakes there also. But it was a phenomenal time. But then we realized at the end of the year, we're like, wait a minute. We're not really following our initial business model of syndicating apartment buildings. See, we had bought and sold a 25 unit apartment building around that same time and done very well on it. And I was kind of learning how to raise capital on a grander scale with investors that are looking to invest longer term, nearly people outside the real estate industry. So I had to make a conscious effort kind of, you know, I was a realtor, I was a wholesaler, I was a fix and flipper. So all my contacts were kind of in the industry. And those investors were good for like a 6 month or a 1 year investment. But quite frankly, people in the industry have higher demands on their return on investment and expect to put the capital to work for a shorter amount of time. Mm-hmm. People outside the industry that invest with us now, doctors, lawyers, school teachers, firefighters, business executives, they are looking to just invest capital for the long term, build wealth for themselves and their family, and understand it's a kind of a long game, the investment strategy. So those are better investors for a real estate syndication, which we run now. So I had to make a conscious effort to kind of transition our business from making hay while the sun shined, you know, wholesaling a lot of properties, fix and flipping properties when the deals were there. And then around 2018, I mean, everyone and their mom was at the sheriff sale auctions. Yep. They were bidding up crazy numbers. They didn't make sense. And we knew, we were like, you guys are not going to do well in this. Now, the market did so well over the next 4 years. I think a lot of those people that overbid just got saved by the market.
The market saved them.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, listen, I probably got saved here and there on a couple deals as well. But the bottom line is, you know, we saw the writing on the wall. We're like, you guys are paying way too much for these properties. We knew what the good deals were. We were here 3 years ago getting those deals. And now you guys are going to lose your shirt on this. So we kind of sat back and stopped going to the auctions because, quite frankly, it's a waste of time at that point. And really doubled down on the syndication space, recognizing, you know, wow, we fixed and flipped 50 properties. You know, 47 of them did really well. 3 were total stinkers and like could wipe out the profit on, you know, these other, you know. So we realized, wait a minute, you can make money flipping houses, but you can also lose money pretty heavy too, you know. Yeah. And when you lose on high-end flips, which we were struggling on, you lose big, you know. Now we always made sure to pay our investors, so they got a 12% annualized return on their investment no matter what we did over here. You know, if we hired the wrong contractor and didn't make money on the flip, our investors still got paid, still got the return. So, you know, it was important to make sure of that. But we recognize too, you know, hey, you can do well flipping, but you can also do poorly, and you can wipe out a lot of those gains if you do poorly here. Hey friends, if you're still listening to this episode of the Passive Cash Flow Podcast, then hopefully you've gained value from this episode. So I ask of you a couple things to help us build our network and reach more people and help them passively invest in real estate. See, our goal this year is to reach 10,000 more people, download our podcast here, help them improve their life and get a little more freedom in their life, a little more financial freedom to do the things they love. But to spread our word and help people build their wealth, we need you to do a few things. First of all, share this episode with someone who you think would gain value from our content.
Also, leave a 5-star review on the platform you're listening to, maybe Apple iTunes or Spotify. Please leave a review for us, and we'd love to hear some of your feedback on guests and topics you'd like to hear as well. Also, like and subscribe on the podcast platform that you're listening to as well. If you're on YouTube, check out more of our content there. Again, our goal is to reach 10,000 new listeners this year, so share with a friend, like and subscribe, leave that 5-star review, and let's build our networks to the next level. Thank you, and enjoy your day.